for another round of racing and rocking with Dragnus.com. Staging in the left lane is your host, founder and creator of the Draglist, Bill Wright. And in the right lane, John, the Wildcat. You're going to hear news and interviews from the world of drag racing, both now and then. So get yourself situated, pull your belts tight, grab your favorite beverage, and get ready for some racing and rocking.
Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to Racing and Rockin' with Dragless.com, produced and broadcast by the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. I'm Bill Pratt. It's great to be with you tonight, because tonight we feature Austin Ford, NHRA Stock Eliminator Racer extraordinaire from down in the Houston area. I'm going to ask some racing questions. John will ask some rockin' questions, and you can join our live chat during the show at racersreunion.com. Come on up and see us. Also, we are live streaming this podcast at Facebook, at the Draglist.com Facebook fan page. So head on over there and join us. Without further ado, let's talk and talk to the man and bring in the man. Austin Ford, welcome to the show.
How you doing, guys?
Man, so great to have you on here. We've been talking about getting you on for a couple months. Glad to get you on here. You had a great runner-up at the NHRA Spring Nationals this year in the stock category in front of the hometown crowd. How's the rest of your season been going?
It's been going pretty good. I mean, we got off to a little bit of a slow start, the first couple of races. But, Houston definitely kicked it off for us. It's always good to do that in front of, you know, friends and family, hometown crowd. And then the next weekend we went to Dallas for a points race and made it to the quarterfinals there. So back-to-back races, we did really well. So we're starting to really hit our stride on the season now. So
sounds good. Yeah, you got the corridor covered there. You know, no matter which major Texas town you go, you had them both ends of a cover. That's awesome.
Yeah, man.
Tell us a little bit about your ride. I know that we were talking about the big old 428 machine that your relative drove a couple months ago. Tell us what your machine's all about.
Yeah, so mine is the new style. It's the 2016 Cobra Jet. I've got number 25 of 50. Wow. It's a 5.4 302 Coyote motor, and it's we just dynoed a new motor that our wonderful people at Samtech.edu have put together for us, and it dynoed at over 1,200 horsepower. So we're excited to get the new motor in there. It's got a little more horsepower than the original motor, see what it can do. So it's exciting. But trying to get that much power on, we run a 9-inch tire, mm-hmm. is a little rough.
It's amazing. Well, you know, how fast are these cars now? I mean, it's pretty amazing. I think we're faster than ever in the stock category for sure. Tell us how fast one can go. I mean, 9-inch tires are going to restrict you, but how fast do you go with that thing?
Yeah, I mean, they're trying to push into the sevens this year. I don't know that it's going to happen. We really thought it was going to happen at the beginning of the year. I really thought that somebody was going to do it, David Barton or Chris Holbrook or somebody. But it's looking like it's getting harder and harder to do. But I mean, they're the low eights, easy. It's pretty stout.
Is just so ridiculous. I mean, everything must have to be absolutely perfect, the weather and the starting line and everything, and obviously the chassis and tire setup.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, that's one of the things that we're really excited about, actually, is because we have actually been having problems, which I know it sounds weird to say, but Houston, I got runner-up, and we were having traction problems the whole weekend. I mean, the whole weekend we were having traction problems. It was either spinning the tires off the start, or it would actually hit and get up on the bars too hard and then unload them. And it's all tuning. I mean, we could get it to hook really well, but too well almost, you know?
Right.
And to run her up when you're having traction problems, I mean, as a driver, it's really actually kind of exciting, because you see the potential there when we do get it straightened out, which we're getting better and better at it. you know, every race. But when we do get it straightened out, it's just going to be a beast. It's already fun to drive. So.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, with a car, you know, that twitchy right on the edge no matter what you do, how difficult is it for different track conditions, different weather conditions? Oh, do you have to set it up? I mean, if you go somewhere it's a little sandy, that must change quite a few things.
It seems like everything changes. Every track, from pass to pass, you have to be on your toes. You know, it's not quite like a Top Fueler or something like that, but I mean, it's in essence like a mini pro stock, and you have to be on top of your stuff. You can't just leave the car alone.
Right.
You know, you have to tune in on it every single run to try and stay ahead of the game to keep it down the track.
Sounds a little bit like a fuel altered, but it sounds like if it so.
I know, you know. Right? Yeah, but it's a quote unquote stalker, right?
Wow. That's a really unbelievable. And I tell you what, the vast majority of the guys who ever drove fuel alters be happy with low eights and high sevens, believe me.
Right.
Pretty amazing. Well, tell us how you got started in racing. You know, what got you into the sport?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you know, anybody's listening and tuned in whenever my sister was on, they'll probably have a little bit of backstory to this kind of stuff. But my dad got us into it. He's definitely the driving force behind everything that we do. We grew up in it. My sister, my brother, and myself, we all grew up going to the races. And I was a little bit more of a late bloomer. You know, I would go, but I didn't really like to go at first until I started getting closer to the age where I knew I was going to be able to drive. Then I got a lot more interested in it. But we grew up going to the track with my old man. And when I turned 16, my sister got in a car first. She was able to drive. Then when I turned 16, I jumped in a car. And I started doing really well from the start. And my dad was nice enough to not kick me out after that. So I've kept going ever since then.
That's really great. Well, tell us about, have you had some major wins? I know that obviously the Spring Nationals runner-up was awesome, but even in bracket racing, have you already always raced class, or have you raced little brackets? Or
we've tuned, we've done some little bracket stuff, but it's mostly, we jumped right into NHRA and IHRA right from the start. Both my sister and myself, we did. I've yet to win a national event, which I've come close several, Houston, I've run it up there twice, but we've had a lot of success. I've been a JEGS All-Star representative, numerous top division finishes, and I always try and push for the top 10 or a world championship. This year we're sitting really good in the points again.
Great.
We're going to attack these next few races pretty hard and see if we can creep back up. The guy, Kevin Helms, the guy that actually beat me at the Spring Nationals, he's just killing the points. He's so good. I don't know if anybody's going to be able to catch him, but we're going to give it a run and see how good we can do, you know.
That's awesome. Good shout out there. Do you have any folks who you especially like to run, or you especially are impressed with out there on the track?
Oh, there's a lot of... In our division, Division 4 is just... It's really good. The driver ability is really good for these guys. They're all pretty stout, but we've got some big heavy hitters down here. I got Austin Williams. He's always tough to drive against. The Cummings brothers with Mosier, those guys are tough. Kevin Helms, he's here. I don't think he represents Division 4, but he's kind enough to beat up on everybody in Division 4. They're all tough. There's no easy draws anytime. So I don't actually really enjoy racing anybody in particular in our division.
Right. I guess most drag racers feel this way, except for some bracket racers probably peak over, and you guys likely do, so you're not breaking out quite a lot. But do you pretty much race your side of the tree and not worry about what the other guy's doing when you get up to the line?
That's with this new Cobra Jet, you kind of have to do that, because there's most of the time there's such a big difference in the spot. You know, I'll race people that are going anywhere from 2 to 5 or 6 seconds slower than me in the quarter mile, and you can't judge that finish line. It's just You just can't, you know. But when I was driving the Shelby, like, you know, that my sister is driving, I was driving the blue one for years. The starting line, yeah, I mean, you kind of have to zone out. I have a blocker to just have my side of the tree. But after that, I'm very big on playing games. I chase, I change up my strategy all the time. So, I mean, even in Houston, like with the traction problems, I was dialing like a second slower than I could go because I didn't know if the car was going to turn sideways on me. You know, I mean, right. Just I had to be able to do it. So I would just try and hammer the tree, which thankfully I was, and just try and outdrive everybody at the finish line. So, if everything goes right with the new car, then yeah, you kind of have to zone out and just run your own race and trust the car and trust yourself.
It's really amazing. Speaking of the car, I mean, their stock limiter cars obviously probably allow a little bit of modification, but what are you guys limited to in terms of engine mods or chassis mods and things like that for stock?
Yeah, we can't really. I mean, in stock, you can't really touch them at all. And the car that I have is straight from Ford still. The only thing that we've really done to it right now is converted from the Ford Performance tuning system to a Holley system, which is going to give us some more ability to change the timing and stuff like that. That'll hopefully help us with traction and stuff like that. But you know, stock is stock. You got to kind of leave it alone, which is pretty cool.
Are you guys able to mess with the chips at all? I mean, do you guys pull out the iPhone and do a little work there? Or is that allowed at all in stock?
No, we don't really mess with them with any kind of chips or anything like that. The only thing, I mean, like I said, we've got our tuning system where you can, you know, obviously change the you know, ship points and, you know, starting line RPM and all that mess. But, and like I said, to do with the timing and stuff like that too, but, you know, they're pretty picky on what you do in stock eliminator.
So that's just amazing. So, well, tell us, you know, let's get to the racing story stuff. Do you got any great road stories out there? Any times that you feel like you were at your worst or your best or craziest?
Oh my goodness, there's probably a million of them. There's probably half of them that you can't even talk about on the radio. But it's, yeah, I mean, we always have fun at Vegas. Needless to say, I love going out to Vegas, and just, you know, seeing the town, and that's such a beautiful track. That's always fun to go to. But we tend to have fun at every race we go to. I mean, it's all a big family, so we love, you know, driving around, barbecuing, and you know, having a good time with all the other racers.
Right.
And we always try and go out and sightsee whenever we go to any of these other races, you know, that aren't even hometown. We all go out and stuff like that, but we try to go sightsee and have a good time wherever we're at. But I'd have to say maybe like miserable stories, anything to do with Memphis racetrack has got to be miserable for me. That place has it out for me.
A little snake bit there.
I haven't raced there in several years since, you know, they stopped doing the Division 4 race there for NHRA, but it seemed like every year it progressively got worse for me. It went from, you know, my brakes going out, us breaking down in Arkansas on the way back from Memphis. I think the best I've ever done there is maybe like third round. Mm-hmm. And the last time I was there, actually, a couple fellow racers of mine, we were going out to Beale Street. And we got into a car wreck, and you know, it was a bad car wreck. After that, I said, I'm never coming back there ever again. I mean, we were in the hospital till I think 5 or 6 in the morning,
and we had
first round the next day. Yeah, we had first round the next day. One of the drivers, he broke and dislocated his shoulder, so he was out. He couldn't do it. But I powered through it. I won first round. Yeah, I won first round and lost second round. And after that, I said, no more. I'm never going to make Memphis. It's trying to kill me. Memphis is trying to kill me.
Well, you know what, man? You can hear the blues in Houston. You can go hear Johnny play somewhere, and he'll take care of you.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, but while we have you for a couple more minutes, you got any shout-outs you want to offer to folks out there in radio land or podcast land, whatever the case may be?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, I got to thank all of our sponsors because we have – such amazing sponsors. Samtech.edu, I mean, they're really involved in racing and stuff. Our racing program has just taken off ever since we've gotten hand to hand with those guys. I mean, they send the students out to the racetrack and help. I mean, they bust their butts out there, and they're awesome. So if anybody listening is interested in or knows someone interested in learning how to work on these cars, that's the place to go. Samtech.edu, for sure, they're amazing. We have a Lupe Tortilla, Stan and Sheila Holt, Lupe Tortilla Mexican food restaurants. They keep me well fed. keep me well fed. So that's good. Mickey Thompson, SixShades.com by Eddie Bauer Jr. They help us out. We do a deal here in Houston with the Rod Ryan Show. It's a radio show here, and we've kind of partnered up with them, which is always fun. Rigid Services, which is I don't know if you guys pay attention to any of the no prep stuff, but the 55, that's Chuck Parker. He's also a buddy of ours that helps us out. So we got a lot of people behind us. We're really fortunate. Really, really fortunate.
That's cool. Maybe some of them no prep guys can help you figure out how to hook up 9-inch tires with all that power, because that's their story, isn't it?
Yeah, trust me. We have picked some brains on that. So, like I said, we're wrangling it in. I mean, I'm actually excited about it, you know.
Really cool. Well, speaking of picking some brains, let me turn you over to John Bachlum, and we'll pick your brain about some music topics. So take it away, John.
Yeah, Austin, we'd like to know what your favorite kind of music is.
Oh, man, I do like all kinds of music, but music is a very big part of my racing. Ever since I started driving, I had a CD player, you know, custom made CD that I burnt, listened to that, you know, to pump myself up while I'm buckling in and stuff. But I'm more, I guess, at the racetrack especially, a lot of, you know, hard rock, metal music, stuff like that. That's what I do. But, I mean, I listen to country and, you know, rap and all kinds of stuff, but the hard stuff is what really keeps me focused, gets me going.
Well, you know, 90% of the people we ask say pretty much the same thing you just said. You know, when you go to the races and you're getting ready and getting pumped up to go out there and win, is there a song that ever gets stuck in your head and you think about before you get in?
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple. I have a few of them on rotation. Probably the one from a band that most people would actually know is Metallica's song "Fuel." That one really gets me going. But I listen to some other bands, Under Oath, and some stuff like that that are really kind of heavier bands. But yeah, I'd say probably one of my go-tos is "Fuel" by Metallica. That's always a good one for me.
That's awesome, man. You didn't happen to make it over to their concert last week, did you?
I did, actually. The Rod Ryan Show hooked me up. You know, he was doing some announcing there. The 94.5 The Buzz here in Houston, they kind of put on that show with Metallica. And they gave me some tickets. They were awesome. Second row tickets. They were amazing. I'd never been to a Metallica concert before, and I went. It was awesome. It was incredible.
Well, I bet that was, man. Yeah, you know, I'm usually playing on nights that the concerts come to town, so I don't get out as much as I used to go and check out other bands and see what's going on. We play we play soul hits from the 50s and 60s, old-time rock and roll and blues, and we're a club band. Actually, we have private gigs for about the next month, and then in July we're going to get back into the clubs again, so it's fun, but, you know, I miss a lot. I tell you one thing. I get on Facebook, and I get to see the show because people are, you know, recording it with their iPhones, and yeah. I get to watch it from there, you know. But that's cool, man. I can understand hard rock and metal and so forth goes a long way in drag racing. It's an inspiration, really. You know, because it relates so closely to the machinery and to the, you know, to the competition aspect of it. And that's really great, man. That's great.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, I have to get pumped up. I mean, there's the rounds where I have tended to like screw up, I've been too relaxed. I've been way too relaxed. You know, I do well under pressure. So that kind of stuff amps me up. You know,
that's awesome, man.
Super cool. Man, you've amped us up tonight, Austin Ford. Thank you so much for joining us, my friend, and have a great rest of the season. Let's hope you can wrestle that bad boy down the track to a win one of these days. When you do, come back and tell us about it.
I will be sure to do that. Thank you very, very much for having me on, guys.
You bet. Ladies and gentlemen, NHRA Stock Eliminator Racer from the tough, tough Division IV, Austin Ford. Let's turn it over to John Bachleman for this week's JB's Take and this week's Racer of the Week. John, take it away.
Thanks, BP. My pick for Racer of the Week is Kelsey Aida Vieira from Lihue Kauai, Hawaii. Kelsey was recommended to me by our friend and the admin of the 808 Fuel page, which has the latest news on drag racing and motorsports in the Hawaiian Islands, Michael Baba Balbarino. Thank you, Michael. Kelsey is an incredibly talented driver and drag racing enthusiast. She's only 18 years old at this time, but she has a vast amount of experience and success, and I have no doubt that she will continue to excel in her chosen field. She started racing at the age of 13 in a junior dragster in 2012. In her first year, she was the 2012 Junior Dragster State Champion. She ended up as a four-time Junior Dragster Challenge Champion in 2012, 2013, and 2015 at Kauai and Maui, Hawaii. She is the 2012 and 2015 Points Champion and has multiple race wins on Kauai and Maui. Kelsey moved up to driving a dragster at the age of 17 in 2016. She has won two races so far. She's the 2016 Top Gun State Champion, and she is currently leading in points this season. For her goals, Kelsey said, "Well, my long-time goal was to break into the 780s, and we just met at last race. So that was a big accomplishment for me. Another goal is to keep this points lead and win the points championship at the end of the year." The dragster that Kelsey drives is a 2001 Spitzer rear engine car. It has a 509 cubic inch big block Chevy, a 230 inch wheelbase, and a Power Glide transmission. Her current best ET with the car is a 7.892 at 168.74 miles per hour. That is very impressive. She could win here with those numbers. I hope to see her race here on the mainland one of these days. Kelsey wrote, "Thanks to my dad, Ohu Vieira, and mom, Michelle Vieira, for giving me this opportunity and supporting me 100% in anything I do, as well as Uncle Nohili Vieira, Papa Tommy Vieira, Noah Farias, Uncle Jason Ubongan, Uncle Brian De La Cruz, the Almarza Ohana, which means family, Uncle Mikey Olivas, Uncle Kevin Raposo, Uncle Russell Izumo, and everyone who has helped me along the way. Also, thanks to my sponsors, the Koloa Fish Market, Kevin's Repair and Racing, Bruno's Auto Body, Sportcraft Race Cars, Tyler Taba, Next Gen Diesel, Grandma and Grandpa Vieira, Pupule Kanaka, Pupule Kanaka Racing, and Brian De La Cruz Photography. Well, Kelsey, after seeing all that you've accomplished, we're fans of yours, and we'll be rooting for you to take home the championship this year. We wish you good luck, safe racing, and the best of times in the future. Back to you, BP.
Thank you, John. I think you listed all but three people that live on the island of Hawaii. That's pretty amazing.
Yes, I did.
Great racer of the week, as always. Thank you, sir. Hey, yes, folks, sir. Let's kick it off. We haven't done this for a while, but let's do the See You at the Drags, because there are two events coming up that are near and dear to all of us, our listeners and us here. The York Reunion is coming up on Friday and Saturday, July 7th and 8th, and then Sunday, July 9th, up at Beaver Springs Dragway. So come on up there and see us. A lot of your friends on the chat line will be up there. If you're on this side of the country, please come on up. I will be there. And then the Funny Car Nationals at Pittsburgh International Raceway is the following weekend, or I think it's Keystone Raceway Park is what they call it, but July 15th, Funny Car Nationals happening there. We will be there for 32 fabulous floppers. And of course, the Drag List Nationals for this year will be happening a couple days in advance of that and then rolling into the weekend. So a big, big, big couple of weekends here on the East Coast. Please come join us if you can. Let's talk about lost friends tonight, folks. We lost Jay Storer last week, a popular 60s racer and hot rodder. On the 13th, Bobby Johansson, one of the great Johansson family with the Howard Cams Rattler Top Fuel machines over the years. Farewell to Bobby. On the 16th, Akron Arlen Vanke, one of the greatest super stock and pro stock drivers in history. A massive Mopar fan, one of the really top 10 guys from back in the heyday of early pro stock, and a man we've had on the show and we've been just thrilled to have known and to have talked to many, many times. And so farewell to someone really near and dear to all of us, Arlen Vanke. Also on the 18th, we lost Bobby Murray, a popular racer. Farewell to Bobby. And then just got the word moments ago before we came on the air. Don Ewald reported this from We Did It for Love, and then Barb confirmed a moment ago. Very saddening news. A longtime friend and drag racing pioneer, Doug Cruz, passed away this afternoon. No details at this time, but we've had Doug on the show. One of the great guys from the D.C. area who went out west. He used to put on those Professional Dragster Association meets. And just a great, great guy. So, Doug, farewell to you, sir. Really, really enjoyed knowing you. And thanks for all you did for the sport. I want to thank and send a big, big shout-out to Clay Milliken, who won Top Fuel yesterday at Bristol International Raceway. His 256th start, and he pulled in the Wally on the NHRA. Now, this is a five-time IHRA Top Fuel Eliminator champ. But since he went NHRA, just sneak bit one way or another, and the wonderful, wonderful man that we've had on this show, and he's such a lovely man. And, man, everybody in the sport was going nuts for Clay yesterday. Of course, Ron Capps won as well, and that's always popular. But Clay Milliken came through yesterday. We don't do race reports on the show anymore because of our shortened format, but that's one we couldn't let slide without mentioning. Let's go ahead and wrap it up, folks. We want to thank Austin Ford, John L. Bachman, I just renamed you, John. John Bachman, Danny White, Jeff and Dustin Gilder, of course, Marv Santucci and Bud, Mr. Drag News DeBoer, who called me midweek. It was always a pleasure to talk to Bud. Our guest for next Monday, June 26th, is Top Fuel owner-driver Terry McMillan. The big Amelie alligator car. Looking forward to that. He's out there mixing it up week in and week out. We are not doing a show on July 3rd for the July 4th holiday. We're getting a bunch of huge names in the middle of July that Barb is trying to nail down and get finalized. But then we're going to wrap the month of July on July 31st with a funny car legend, Della Woods, the lady from Michigan who was just doing great things from the 70s, 60s, late 60s, all the way through the 80s. Very competitive nitro funny car racer, Della Woods, and a good pal of the show. So, folks, have a wonderful week. We will catch you next Monday night for Terry McMillan. And stay cool out there. It's a little bit warm. And let's just say adios.
Making an impact, sitting here with Pastor Terry. Pastor Terry, how are you with your big weekend and killing hogs?
Well, I am.